Lo, there do I see my father. Lo, there do I see my mother and my sisters and my brothers. Lo, there do I see the line of my people back to the beginning. Lo, they do call to me. They bid me take my place among them in the halls of Valhalla, where the brave may live forever.
Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast. The only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it.
What is up, my warrior brothers? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. I really do appreciate it. If you can name the movie that I took that from, you will win a cotton candy sword from your Uncle Mark Singh. What movie is it? That's right, gentlemen, The 13th Warrior, one of the most underrated warrior movies that I have ever seen. It's from the 90s, I think, with Antonio Banderas, but I still watch it every now and again. I watched it a few days ago, and I'm like, dude, this movie is sick, bro. This is what masculinity is. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure to do so. It's called The 13th Warrior. I'm sure you can find it somewhere for free, but you could probably rent it on Amazon for like $3. It's so good, and there's so many quotes like that in the movie, and that's the last scene where homeboy's about to fight the enemy, and he's like holding up his sword, saying that poem. It's so sick, man. I love stuff like that. It just gets me pumped. But today, we are not going to talk about getting pumped. We are going to talk about five things that you're doing that you may not even know is completely turning girls off. Now, usually, I focus on things that we do that is revolved around behavior, belief systems, insecure mannerisms, body language that's really bad, tonality that's really bad, and things that we do that we don't even realize we're doing to put girls off that's based on behavior. Because behavior will always be the most important thing when it comes to attracting women, which is why what's going on inside your head, your belief systems, the traumas you've been through, the archetypes and meta programs are so unbelievably important to fix, because the way you behave dictates women's attraction for you. Your behavior, of course, is dictated by what's going on inside your head, the experiences you've had, as well as the confidence that you have in yourself. Bad belief systems equals bad mannerisms equals bad attraction from women. What I rarely talk about, however, are more physical type things, such as your appearance, your style, your hygiene. And guys, we really need to consider this stuff, because while the belief systems are the most important thing, things like hygiene and your style and even the way your clothes fit or the freaking pubes that you have glued onto your face that are supposed to look like a beard also play an extremely important role, because women are gonna look at you in that all-important first impression is going to dictate highly whether or not she feels that initial attraction for you. So I'm going to go over several things that have occurred to me over the past few weeks as I'm dealing with women. I went to dinner with one of my girlfriends and she had one of these things that I was just like, dude, I would never hook up with this girl in a million years just because of this one thing. And I've had a myriad of women tell me that a lot of guys have this one thing and it completely puts them off, as well as a few other things that I want to relate to you guys so you can take a very close look in the mirror and be painfully honest with yourself and fix those things. Why does it matter that we try to present ourselves in the most effective way possible? Because we want to stack the chips in our favor. We want to go into every interaction, every night on the town, every time we walk into the supermarket or the gym with the best chance possible of women getting attracted to us. This doesn't only have to do with behavior, but of course, behavior is by far the most important thing. It also has to do with how you present yourself. Because with women, appearance is extremely fucking important. It's the most important thing to us when we're looking at women. If I were to tell women, how can you get better with men? Just be as hot as possible, because looks, as sad as it is, are the most important thing to men. Then I would place femininity as number two, and then a close third would be her personality, her belief systems. But if you have a chick that's unattractive and masculine, you guys know what I'm saying, that is the most unattractive thing when you have those two things paired together. But when you have a guy who doesn't take care of his battleship, when you can't bounce quarters off his bed because he's running a tight program, then that too is unattractive. So the first thing, guys, that I want to tell you is, brothers, you have to control your bad breath. And this relates to the dinner that I went to with my girlfriend a couple days ago. Brothers, her breath was kicking. It literally smelled like a dead fish that farted every time she talked. And I was looking at her and I'm like, dude, this is a beautiful girl. She's got all these things going for her and guys keep blowing her out. And she literally doesn't know why. The reason is because she has bad breath. And yes, boys, I had to tell her. It was a very difficult conversation, but she was confused. She was like, I do? I didn't even realize it. Like, she's blowing in her hand and trying to smell it. And I'm like, how can you not smell that, bro? It smells like a fucking dead taco that got shit on by a sumo wrestler, that got launched into a dead fish's butthole and then shot back out into your throat. And you're literally breathing on me like, hi, Mark, how are you? And I'm like, dude, there's a cloud of fucking death coming over my head. How could you not know that that's what you're doing? People don't know. Halitosis is so freaking disgusting. And I can honestly tell you, probably about 50 to 60% of the girls that I've blown out have had it. And that's the reason I blew them out. There have been straight up angels, freaking girls that stepped out of Maxim magazine that I would love to hook up with. But I'm like, I'm not kissing that. Her breath literally smells like a wet dog that farted. And she's wondering why no guys like her. So boys, a couple tips on this. First of all, when you wake up in the morning, one of the healthiest things you can do is drink a shit ton of water. I forget how much water exactly that doctors recommend, but what I do is I just drink a ton of water until I'm completely full, and then you get like that burping session because it's going into your body, whatnot. But dehydration is a huge reason a lot of people have bad breath. If they just stayed properly hydrated, the back of their throat wouldn't dry the way it does and have that bacterial smell to it. So if you constantly keep hydrated, that's a major, major way to prevent bad breath. Number two, and I have to sit you down as your Uncle Mark saying, put my hand on your shoulder and say, brother, brush your fucking teeth. It is so disgusting. The dental negligence that I see from not only my friends, but girls that I hang out with, I don't understand why people don't run a tight battleship when it comes to their grill piece. Every day, brothers, and I can't believe I have to tell you this, but I have to be real here. You should be brushing at least twice a day and flossing at least once. And here's the trick, guys. This has changed my life. Water pick. I swear on everything holy, that water pick has completely changed my dental game, and I stand by it 100%. I water pick twice a day. Now, for those of you who don't know, a water pick is basically this device that shoots a stream of water in a very focused way into your mouth. And you basically kind of brush your teeth with this strong water current that gets in between your teeth and knocks out all the different food that gets stuck in there. I cannot believe everybody doesn't do this, because when I do it, more crap comes out of my mouth than when I brush and floss combined. It is insane how much food and disgustingness gets stuck in your teeth. And if we keep it clean, it's going to cut down on the bad breath. What's bad breath? It's bacteria. What do bacteria feed on? Gingivitis, you fucking idiot. And gingivitis needs food particles in there to thrive. So when you constantly clean it out with that water pick, your breath is going to be so much better. So I strongly suggest Waterpik, and no, I'm not sponsored by them. I get sponsored by nobody. I just tell you guys what I believe in. Order one today off Amazon. I think it's like 50 or 100 bucks. Get the good one. And yeah, it's weird in the beginning. You're going to get water everywhere. You don't know how to control it. But I'm at the point, because I've been doing it for years, where I don't get one freaking drop of water splashed anywhere. I keep my mouth closed. I run it through. I spit it into the sink. It literally feels like you just got back from the dentist, and I do it twice a day. So brothers, brush twice a day, floss at least once a day, and God bless America, will you idiots, please start water picking. I do it twice a day, has been a complete game changer. I have not had a cavity since I started doing that, and I am extremely prone to cavities. Another thing, when you go to the nightclubs, drink water with lemons in it. Lemons kill bad breath because of the acidity. If you're talking to a chick and she catches bad breath on you, you're out like sauerkraut, you're off like a prom dress, see you later, masturbator, after a while, pedophile. She's gonna blow you out. Next thing I strongly suggest when it comes to bad breath is have gum on you and be chewing it while you're talking to girls in the nightclubs, the bars, wherever you happen to go. I use Trident Cinnamon. I notice a lot of girls really like that, and I always have it on me. In fact, girls will often come up to me, and this has happened surprisingly probably about 6 times to me, where I'm sitting there talking to girls, I'm chewing gum. Girls will come up and be like, hey, can I have a piece of gum? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. Make an animal noise first, which is a concept called requests. We don't just do chicks favors. We make them do a favor for us first. So she's like, what, an animal noise? And I'm like, yeah, make a donkey noise. Let's hear your best donkey imitation. So she's like, hee-haw. And I'm like, oh my God, that tells me everything I need to know about you. Here, here's a piece of gum. So sometimes, and like I said, it's happened maybe like 6 or 8 times. She's like, no, 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 I want the gum in your mouth. And girls will say that when they're really attracted. I don't like to exchange saliva like that. So I'm like, hey, let's get to know each other first before we go there. But here's a piece of gum. So guys, rock the gum. Trident cinnamon's really good. It has xylitol in it, which I believe is good for your teeth. But who cares what you use, Brotendo? You can use Chiclets, Big League Chew, or Hubba Bubba. I don't give a shit. Just use some gum. Okay, so we're brushing twice a day. We're water picking twice a day. We're flossing once a day. We are keeping ourselves hydrated. We are eating lemons and or drinking water with lemons in it. And when we go to the nightclubs, we are chewing gum. That's going to cut down on the halitosis because I'm telling you, a lot of you guys don't even know that your breath is kicking. You just don't know. It's kind of like BO. You don't really notice it on yourself, but I'll tell you what, other people notice it. So please, God damn it, get your breath under control. I am so sick of this absolute pandemic of bad breath that I have to experience on a day-to-day basis. I don't know about you guys, but I have very sensitive smell. And when a chick has bad breath, like that girl that I went to dinner with, it just ruins the experience. And this is what women are experiencing with you. And it could be why you're getting blown out. I know I've blown out tons of girls because of it. I never told them about it because it's kind of an uncomfortable situation. And it's probably happened to you guys too. On that note, B.O. brothers, Jesus H. Christ. I went to a new gym the other day and I'm like, dude, do these guys ever take a shower? It smells like 10 hockey locker rooms were packed into one that also farted. And here I am standing in it and everybody's just normal, just going about their business. Meanwhile, they're wearing like dirty ass clothes, dirty underwear. They're hairy as a goddamn gorilla and hair stores bacteria. So my first tip is to shave your armpits and they don't even know that they smell like Bo Jackson farted. So guys, shave your armpits because bacteria hides in that shit. It isn't feminine. It doesn't mean you're a girl. Shave your battleship, including your balls, you fucking hairy bastard. What looks taller, a sheep standing in a foot of grass or a sheep standing in 3 feet of grass? The answer is obvious. Tighten it up. It's not the 1970s anymore. Get the hair off the body. Now, when it comes to back hair, chest hair, that's up to you. But it depends on what women are attracted to, but at least manage it. You see dudes where there's like pubes rolling out the top of their neckline. Or worse yet, they have a 70s poof underneath their armpit that looks like they have Questlove in a headlock. Guys, shave that, use deodorant, take a shower. It's pretty simple. Take a shower at least once a day. Yes, sometimes I take them twice a day, especially if the beau is kicking, and use deodorant. I can't even believe I have to say this stuff. I personally like odorless deodorant, and then I wear cologne on top of it. The cologne that I use is Burberry Touch, and I'm actually about to buy this stuff Invictus Black. It comes in a trophy because my boy was wearing it at the nightclub the other night, and I'm like, brother, you smell goddamn good. What is that stuff? And he's like, dude, it's Invictus. It's this awesome stuff. And I was like, yo, I'm going to try that out. So wearing cologne is good. Don't spray on too much. Don't be like my mom in 1994. We're driving to high school and she's listening to Whitney Houston and it smells like her entire bottle was poured over her head because she's wearing so much perfume. Then I get out of the car. I'd have a headache for the rest of the day because of all this perfume that my mom was wearing. One spray, boys, maybe two. This gay guy told me once, he's like, spray cologne on the back of your knees because when you walk, it pops it out and everybody can smell you. And I was like, bro, that is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life. But if you want to spray the cologne on the back of your kneecaps, so every time you walk, it pops out into the atmosphere, that's on you. But dude, take a shower, wear cologne, wear deodorant, just run a tight battleship because women are paying attention to this. On the hair note, gentlemen, some of you guys are rocking beards, as I said, that look like somebody took a big ball of pubes and glued them to your face. Pube beards are the most disgusting thing I have ever seen in my life. Why am I so passionate about pube beards? It's because I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And every time I'm rolling with the dude who has a beard that looks like a ball sack on his face, I'm always like, oh my hell, dude, I do not want to roll with this guy. And then we get all close and his freaking chin is pressing into the side of my face and there's all these pubes like scraping on my face. I hate that shit. And I believe the reason why 99 out of 100 people quit Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu before they get their blue belt is, first of all, it's hard as hell. It sucks to have somebody's knee in your goddamn chest pushing on you and dislocating your ribs, but also mat pubes. Mat meaning the mat that you roll on the academy. It's kind of like a gymnastics mat. Pubes meaning there's pubes everywhere. If you do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you are probably laughing your ass off right now because you look at that mat, and I don't suggest looking at it, and there's freaking hairs and pubes and disgustingness everywhere. I believe that's why so many people quit. I don't understand why people don't run a tight battleship when it comes to these big ass Gandalf beards that they're rocking. Women are usually not attracted to unkept beards. Some are, but it's a very small percentage. What women are most attracted to is kind of like the 5 o'clock shadow, where you have some stubble or a tightly kept beard that is well managed. I don't know anything about beards. Unfortunately, I'm not genetically gifted enough to grow facial hair, so I run a clean shaven face. It's just how it is with me, but I can tell you from all my boys, my clients, my wingmen, when you have a really nice kept beard, it makes women infinitely more attracted to you. Beards are like the push-up bra for men, but you have to manage it. The second it gets into pube mode, where you get the scraggly ones that are popping out over here and over there, that becomes unattractive because it communicates this guy doesn't take care of himself. And if he doesn't take care of himself, how's he gonna take care of me? Back on the issue of hair. Brothers, if you have a unibrow, pluck that shit. If you have nose hairs coming out, pluck them. If you have ear hairs coming out, pluck them. As I talked about the hair coming out from your chest over your freaking collar, maybe shave that shit. Shave your back. I don't know much about legs, but I guess if your legs look like they too had your ball pubes glued onto them, you might want to manage that as well. Into fingernails as well as toenails. Guys, there's nothing more disgusting than a man's foot with these long-ass fungal toenails that haven't been taken care of. Just go through your body and fucking take care of yourself. I went and got a manicure with my girlfriends. About once a year I do this, not really my thing. And I'm looking at the lady freaking cutting my toenails and cleaning the crap out from under them. And I'm like, that is literally the worst job I could possibly imagine. I would rather do anything than be the dude that has to cut other people's toenails and clean them out. Fuck that shit. But if a woman looks down and you're in sandals and you have a fungal ass toenail, she's gonna blow you out. Women tell me about this all the time. They'll also blow you out if your hands look bad. If you have dirt under your fingernails aren't kept. I went and bought a cowboy hat the other day and this guy was like helping me. Cool guy. But I look at his hands and he's got this long ass nail on his pinky. And I was like, bro, why do you have that long ass nail on your pinky? And he's like, oh, it helps me like open packages and shit. And I'm like, are you serious, dude? You use your freaking pinky nail as an Amazon box opener? That's why we have what's called a knife. Just have a fucking knife on you. Cut the cocaine shovel off your pinky because that shit is disgusting. I don't understand why people do that. You ever see this? Where people are rocking these freaking long ass fingernails on their pinky? What is up with that? He's like, I use it to open boxes. Come on, bro. You're not gonna get laid. You think a chick wants to see that shit while you're finger blasting her? She's like, dude, I hope he doesn't put the pinky inside of me because that's going to tear me up. And then he does put the pinky inside and it comes out all clean, right? Horrible, guys. Keep your fingernails trimmed as well as your toenails. This sounds obvious, but guys, you'd be amazed at how many men don't run a tight battleship in this way. Let's talk about style. Look in the mirror the next time you're about to go out and ask yourself honestly, do I look unkept? Do I look like a homeless man? Do I look generally good? Or do I look like just another dude who looks like he doesn't know what he's doing, who shops at Walmart and gets like stonewashed jeans with a brown belt, with white tennis shoes and a freaking button-up shirt tucked into it? Where is your style rocking? Now, I'm not trying to spend a lot of money on style, but what I do suggest, boys, is look for clothes that fit. Even if you have to go through 20 different pairs of pants, 20 different shirts before you find one that just fits right, you should put that effort into it because women are really paying attention to this. When you walk into the gym, does it look like you know what you're doing? Does it look like you could step out of a fitness magazine? Now, I know this is shallow stuff and I want to reiterate, behavior is the most important thing. Body language is the most important thing. Your self-belief is the most important thing. But dude, if you have style on top of it, you're running a tight battleship, everything looks like it fits you right, it looks good on you, it's only gonna help you. So when it comes to your clothes, take a long look in the mirror and give yourself an honest assessment. Am I looking like somebody who a hot girl would want to be with? Hot girls like guys that dress well, who take care of themselves, who don't have the pinky nail that could be used to dip into a big stack of cocaine because these guys are socially in the know. Women who are hot dress well. They take care of themselves. Do you know how much money these chicks spend on their hair, on their makeup, on getting things like Botox and lip injections, and spending a lot of money on tanning and going to a really nice gym and doing cold plunges? These chicks take care of themselves. And you guys have to match that in order for a woman to want to be with you. Now, you may say to me, but Mark, you've said in past podcasts that it doesn't matter as long as I believe in myself. Yes, that's true, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be hell of a lot easier to believe in yourself and accept yourself when you look good. Wouldn't you agree? And on that note, gentlemen, I recorded a podcast about getting absolutely shredded. I know that a high-quality woman wants a man who also takes care of himself. If she's not taking care of herself, what's she going to be? Probably unattractive. If she's taking care of herself, she's going to want you to do the same thing because you guys need to be on the same level as far as your interest in health, your interest in your appearance. I'm not telling you you need to go out and get completely shredded, but at least put a general effort into it. If you have that, as well as all the belief systems, all the mannerisms, the body language, the tonality, the game, the gambits, all the stuff that I teach in this podcast, but more importantly, in my 3-month coaching program, she is going to get unbelievably attracted to you. And yes, you can pull a 10. But dude, if you have the pube beard and you're leaving pubes all over the Brazilian jiu-jitsu mats, and she sees that, it's going to be a couple points against you. I'm just being honest. And then you throw a bad breath onto it. You throw a BO onto it. You throw the freaking long fingernail off your pinky into it. You're done, dude. You're getting blown out. Unless, of course, you just have insane self-acceptance, insane game. But why stack the chips against yourself? It just makes no sense. And this goes out to my final point. Generally speaking, with your entire life, you want to run that tight battleship, as I always say. Your car should be clean. There shouldn't be cheese stuck to the ceiling from that McDonald's hamburger that you bought. And you're like, dude, I ordered a hamburger, not a cheeseburger. And then you toss the cheese and it sticks up on the ceiling and it's been there since 2006. And then she looks between the seats and there's French fries on the floor, your grandma's dirty underwear in the back. Why you have your grandma's dirty underwear in your car also needs to be questioned. I don't understand you, bro, but if that's what you're rocking, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. As well as like teddy bears stuck in the back window. You have stickers on the back of your car. You have a fucking jalopy where the brakes squeak and you can't even maintain it. This communicates about you. I can tell a lot about a man by looking at his car. Make sure your car is clean. Make sure your room is clean. If you have a Batman poster up on the wall and like the corner is coming down, there's spider webs connected to it, and you have a Pamela Anderson picture on your wall and there's like a cum stain on it, these are things that need to get tightened up, and you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, but you need to think, I'm gonna bring hot girls into my life. I'm gonna have them in my car. I'm gonna bring them into my home. How can I tighten this thing up? How can I make it more accommodating for women? How can I look like a guy that women will wanna be with? Maybe I should brush my teeth more often. Get that water pick, Mark suggested. Shave my damn armpits. Wear deodorant. Wear cologne. Tighten up my freaking unibrow, my beard, the pube beard that gets all over the Brazilian jiu-jitsu mats. Maybe I should clean up my car. Maybe get rid of those stupid posters and opt for some nice paintings or some nice pictures. Again, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, but at least tighten this stuff up. Because guys, this is getting you blown out. Especially the bad breath stuff, especially the BO stuff, the dirt under your fingernails. I have had so many girls tell me, he was cute, he was great, he was funny, but ew, he had dirt under his fingernails. This is the way they think, and this is the way you need to think too. Look at your shoes, look at your pants, look at the jewelry that you wear. Do you have a monocle, like you're from 1890, and you have a pocket watch that tells you the time? Let's see what time, see? And you have all these weird chains off of you or these big-ass pants where I could fit the freaking bottom of your pant leg around my head? Check your style. Get up to the times. Run a tight battleship, bounce quarters off the bed, you launch a fusillade of championhood off the starboard bow, and you will get much better success. So starting today, let's all take a long look in the mirror. I'm not perfect either. I have issues as well, but I'm going to take a long look at myself too, because I know even I'm doing things that will turn women off, because inevitably we all do it. It's that self-awareness that's going to allow us to fix it. Also, when you come into my program, I'm just straight honest with guys. I'm like, bro, what's up with the unibrow? It looks like there's a caterpillar sitting up on your face. Just go ahead and shave that. Let's get some glasses that aren't tinted, looking like a beatnik poem reader from 1834. Let's get to the times. Let's up our style. Let's up our hygiene. Let's get to the point where a 10 would want to be with us. To get with the 10, you got to bring up your game, boys. Not only mentally, not only spitting game, but also, as we just talked about, physically. So take it under consideration. Gentlemen, I sincerely appreciate you listening. Go watch that movie, The 13th Warrior. So underrated. It's going to get you pumped up as you're like shaving your armpits and cutting that long ass pinky fingernail off and shaving your unibrow, shaving down the pube beard, putting on some deodorant, getting some new cologne, doing some push-ups because that shit is going to get you pumped up. I drop podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, so please stay tuned for the next one, and I will see you in the next episode.